shelter in the time of storm.
At all other times as well. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us to have a good meal, and brought us back here, even though we may have trailed off and went to sleep and got a nap between services. We woke up in time to be here tonight so that we can listen to a long sermon. Peace, all is well. No. Calling your attention to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudeus and beseech Synchic, that's the best I can do with that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Isn't that good news? Rejoice in the Lord. When? Always. And again, in case you didn't hear me, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Worry about nothing or be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, do what? Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, I want you to think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Isn't that wonderful? I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things. Is that in your Bible? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, or through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I appreciate what you have done and have what you have been doing for me. This is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi from prison. Ready for anything. That's the Christian. That's the child of God. Come what may, ready for anything. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Since I can do all things through Christ Jesus, Paul says, don't worry. Worry should not be a part of your life. I can through Christ. That was his belief. That was his motto. Do all things needed and necessary to please the Lord whom I serve. Paul, what is your resource when things are going against you? All of nature depends upon hidden sources. The great trees that we marvel at, those trees have roots that we don't see that go down into the earth deep and draw in water and minerals. Rivers have their sources in the snow-capped mountains. The most important part of a tree is the part that we don't see. That's underground. It's called the root, by some, the root system. R-O-O-T. And the most important part of the Christian's life is the part that only God sees. How deep is your faith? Paul depended on the power of Jesus Christ working in his life. It blessed him to have a deep faith that did not allow him to be doubtful about his outcome. Did not allow him to worry about the fact that he was in prison. But he was there for a good cause. He had preached the gospel, and those who did not love him, those who did not care for him, and did not care for the gospel. That's why he was there. So he worried not. I'm walking in the care of God. He says in verse 13 of chapter 4, I am ready. Is that in your Bible? I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. So when we walk with the Lord, we walk in his love, we walk in his strength, and worry about nothing. I am ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. Say it again. I can do all things, everything that God asks of me with the help of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives me strength and give me power. No matter how you say it, it comes out the same way. The Christian, the faithful child of God, has all the power that he or she needs within themselves, because they're holding on to God's unchanging hand. And unless we draw our resources from God by faith, we fail against the challenges and the pressures of life. Paul drew on the power not of himself. Paul drew on the power of his resources, of God's, by faith. The power of the resources of God by faith. And Christ's power, God's power, carried him through every challenge. You're a child of God. Amen. You're a faithful child of God. You're walking with the Lord. This book says, as a result of that, in nothing, what does nothing leave out? In nothing, worry. Unless we draw on the deep resources of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by faith, we undoubtedly will fail in the pressures of life. And it's getting even worse. The Apostle Paul drew on the power of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for every responsibility of every day, and his power carried him through. Who are you? Who are you? We read about these characters in the Bible. We read about the challenges they faced, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and how they always came out abundantly when they remained steadfast and trusting in our Lord and Savior, God and Jesus Christ. The church at Philippi. The church at Philippi entered into an arrangement of giving and receiving with the Apostle Paul. The church gave liberally, materially, to the Apostle Paul in prison. And they received spiritually from the Lord. The Lord keeps the books. He never makes any mistake in his record keeping and will never fail to pay one spiritual dividend. Remember that. He never fails to pay one spiritual dividend. Paul does not see the gifts from the congregation in Philippi as simply coming from the Philippians. He sees it also as the supply of his need from God Almighty and his spiritual sacrifice. He's being blessed for that. Paul is trusting in the Lord. You're a child of God. You're a faithful child of God. Trust in the Lord. Look what they did for the. Look what they did. You got a minute? And I'll be finished in a few minutes. Look what the human beings did to the begotten Son of God. They wanted him out of the way. You've read the text. They wanted to get rid of him. So they put him on a cross, crucified him. And what did they do that for? 3 days later, his father opened the doors, took off the bounds, and away he walked. And the government could do nothing about it. Ain't that good news? Who are we? Who are we? Let's not be worried all the time. This happened, that happened, and that's not good. Stay connected with your source of immaculate strength. Keep the faith. God never fails any of his children. Never. And when they killed Jesus, they thought they did something. He got up 3 days later. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm in the will of my Father. Church, let's put God first in our life. Can you not see that the populations of the world are becoming more and more inhumane, wanting to fight, drop bombs, angry with one country, angry with another country? It's not going to get any better because we're getting further and further away from what thus saith the Word of God. You even have an argument now in the military about the strange folk, men who don't want to act like men. Can they continue to be soldiers? Church, God, Jesus Christ, neither one of them are coming physically like Jesus did to the earth. But they are still in charge of their earth. They still hold power over their creatures. No matter what you go through, no matter what you encounter, stay the course. Paul does not see their gift as simply coming from them. I'm repeating. He sees it as the supply of his need from glory land. Amen. There is an interesting contrast between Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18 and verse 19. To paraphrase what Paul says, he says, you met my needs and coordinating conjunction. I think that's right, English teachers. You met my needs And God is going to do what? Meet your needs. Oh, we sing the song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God will supply your needs out of His riches in glory. And He never runs out of blessings for those who are faithful and trusting in Him. When the child of God is in the will of God, serving the glory of God, then that child will have God's ever blessing that he or she needs in his or her life. You want a subject? I have one. Did I give it to you?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember it?
Yes,
sir. Well, I close with it. Ready for anything. As faithful children of God, walking in the will of God, come with me. The news that we see on television can be very, very challenging. Worry about nothing. We are the sons and daughters of God. God knows how to take care of His own. Look what they did to His only begotten Son. They took His life. Guess what God did? Comforted Him and raised Him up 3 days later. And guess what He did? 47 days later. Went on back to glory. So let's stay the course. We have a role model. Let's stay the course. And when we leave, go home and be with the Lord. The lesson is yours. It's designed to be one of encouragement. And I didn't have this lesson in mind when I left this morning. I had another one in mind. But this seemed to be so apropos to this congregation at this time. Because from my limited post of observation, the people in this congregation, faithful folks in this congregation, they manifest the fact that they want to please God because they want to go to His heaven. And they don't entertain any love for the option. You'll get that later, but don't worry about it. Hold, we sing the song. Do what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. So no matter what you go through, no matter what you encounter, no matter what you must endure, God is in control. Yes, anyway, I won't go there. The lesson is yours. Church, collectively, we can do anything that God wants us to do. Individually, we can do anything that God, we can live the way God wants us to live. I don't care what you encounter. When you're walking with the Lord, God is with you. Have no fear about anything because of whose you are. And because of whose I am, I know who's working with me. Your faith weak? We'll pray for you. That God will increase your faith. You're not a member of the body of Christ? God wants to save you. He knows you by name. He has your address. He wants to save you. He wants to adopt you as one of His children. You know the good news of Him sending His Son to die for our sins. Believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed, and you want to live a different kind of life. Acknowledge your faith in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. And be buried in water baptism. for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. Not only will God forgive all of your sins that you've ever committed, but he will send his Holy Spirit to indwell your heart to enable you to live the life that he is calling you to live. That's a message there for us who've been in the body. Just keep remembering that we have the Holy Spirit and that we cannot fail if we follow the directions of the Holy Spirit as they're given to us in the Holy Bible. And then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin that you've ever committed. And you know what? God adopts you as his child. You can now pray to him. He will hear your prayer. And when you pray to him, you can say, my Father, which art in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Sometimes we've been in the church so long we've forgotten how blessed we are, and that we are indeed sons and daughters of God. And there's nothing impossible that's right that we cannot do. Blessed assurance. God bless. Let us together stand.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace?